Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. NPR Music's Alt Latino has taken control to bring you some music, and we will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Felix Contreras, this sounds like a soundtrack to Another World.
This is indeed the world of a Colombian band called Los Cotopla Boys. The band describes their sound as millennial cumbia. And they say their mission is to save the party in the, quote, post-pandemic dystopian multiverse of today, right?
All right.
Lofty goals for a band that is part of a movement in Colombia that links the Afro-Colombian traditions of cumbia with futurism and a nod toward those cool electronic instruments of the 1960s. Their album is called Millennial Cumbia for the End of the World. And we played an instrumental to open the segment this week, but the rest of the album is full of playful lyrics and often just plain old silly, but with killer grooves. It's from one of my favorite record labels, the folks at ZZK and Aya Records.
I love that. The electronic instruments you mentioned, the cowbell, it sounds like as well, Felix. What else is on your current rotation?
Okay, completely shifting gears.
All right.
No camines delante de mí. Porque yo no te voy a seguir. No camines detrás de mí, porque yo no te voy a guiar. Camina a mi lado y sé mi amigo.
I brought in a track from a new album by a band from Mexico. And you know, I hate to use analogies like saying so-and-so or the Rolling Stones of Mexico, etc. But I gotta say, this band has been waving the flag of blues-based rock and roll in Mexico for over 50 years.
50 years.
Yep. And they are just as much a musical institution in Latin America as the Stones. They're called El Tri, and they're led by the very charismatic lead singer named Alex Lora. Music fans throughout Latin America and here in the United States can recognize his raspy voice with just one note. And I can't announce the name of the album.
Okay.
It's a Mexican slang word that Lora uses to celebrate the resilience of everyday Mexicans to not only persevere in the face of so many challenges in their country, but also to do so with the gusto and lust for life in all of its glories. That spoken intro we heard is from a song called Con Mis Amigos. And it says, "Don't walk ahead of me, because I won't follow. Don't walk behind me, because I won't lead. Walk side by side so we can get there together." And I always thought he had the poetic sensibilities of Bob Dylan, but again, I don't like to make those analogies.
Y no me siento bien si tú no estás conmigo. No me siento bien si tú no estás aquí.
You're reluctant to make those analogies. I know you're judicious. There must be a reason for making them, Felix. Why do I get the feeling we're going to shift gears once again?
Because you've probably been listening to me and Aisha talking about music and I changed things up. You know, next up is an artist that I'm very fond of. And he's an example of the kind of talent that is out there that certainly deserves much wider recognition. Renny Lopez, or René Lopez, is a vocalist in New York whose dad was part of the Fania salsa scene back in the 70s. So he grew up with that world, but also with some serious R&B from the 70s and 80s. And I've always thought that his music combines the best of both of those worlds, a truly bicultural and even multicultural existence. He's an indie artist who often self-releases his albums. Man, I like his voice, his musical sensibilities, his prolific output. And he has an album coming out next month in September, but he released a single to give us a glimpse of a different direction he's taken his music. I've heard the whole album, and as usual, it's so impressive. This is the single called Boy.
Boy, you got me feeling, I said. Couldn't climb as high, but I always try. I won't be your boy.
Felix, it has such a big sound, such a rich sound.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's a different thing for him because usually it's acoustic guitar based or piano based. I'm very, very impressed with his new stuff as well, man. Can't go wrong.
Give us one more, if you would.
Okay, we started with futurism and we're going to end with futurism, this time from Austin, Texas.
Fair enough.
I'm a sucker for the groovy retro and neo soul that's coming from Austin in South Texas these days. The band is called Caramelo Haze. It's really an all-star band pulling from some killer Austin outfits like Brownout, the Black Pumas, Grupo Fantasma, who once backed Prince, and the Southern California group Quetzal. Their debut album is called No Está Aquí, which means he or she's not here, and it's all run together in one word. They describe it as, quote, a unique twist of Afro-Colombian folklore meets steamy South Texas soul, where psychedelic Americana is blended with the soaring highland sounds of central Mexico.
Sounds good.
Right? Lots of words, but the proof is in the pudding because to my ears, that's exactly what it sounds like. Sonic futurism for your Sunday mornings from another favorite record label of mine, Nacional Records. Love this record a lot.
The new Austin sound, I love it. Felix Contreras, host of the Alt Latino podcast from NPR Music. And Felix, I understand you're coming back next month with some big news.
Man, I've got such big news. I'm dying to tell everybody, but we're going to have to wait, man. It's going to be a big deal.
A killer tease. Felix, thank you very much.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Tengo que esperar, tiempo hasta llegar, y con las nubes conversar.